This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Hanging out with Richie Rich. What's up, baby, baby?
How's it going?
Wait, are you going to join in on this today?
I'm here.
As you bring back up the Down the volume. Yeah, Mary Goulet is hanging, doing her volunteer work this week, and we love her for it. And this is, as I said, What Is Your What Wednesday, where we talk about the strategies and tools and shortcuts and all of the teachings from the New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? That would be my book. And you can grab a free copy at whatisyourwhat.com/free. And I thought today we would talk about, a couple weeks ago we talked about Yano, which is one of the seven life-altering principles. That would be that fork in the road that we all face literally every moment of every single day, whether it's showing up to do this radio show with me, that yes or no moment, Richie, and saying yes. And
it's a hopefully, yay.
It's a yay, and hopefully that leads you more towards your goals and your objectives. Or a no, which sometimes can also lead you towards your goals and objectives if you just say no to things that might be distracting, which for me is a challenge. I must admit, I am easily distracted. So
you're a pachinko ball?
I am a pachinko ball, right? I'm like on that one game and The Price is Right, that ding, 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 ding,
right,
that thing. Exactly. And so the challenge of Yano, of really being conscious of that, is hard even for me, having written the book on it and came up with the concept. So still challenge you guys to think about that, which is, are you taking control of those Yano moments as they appear in your life? And then we talked about the book, just generally how it came to be. And I wanted to continue the dialogue today around the seven life-altering principles, which is a section in the book, lovingly known as the SLAP. And actually, we talked about Reclaim the Canyon as well, which is really creating that space between life as it happens and your reaction to those events. So today what I wanted to talk about is something that I call the sufficiency theory. And in a nutshell, what the sufficiency theory is, it's all about basically taking a look at where you are in your life now. And it doesn't mean that you have to sit back and just be complacent and accepting of where you are, but be appreciative of where you have come to and feel fulfilled and sufficiently, shall we say, satisfied with what you've accomplished to get to where you are. And if you think about it in this form, which is sort of that euphemistic line in the sand that we all seem to draw, that may help make this a little bit clearer for you, because what I have found historically is that we all have those lines in the sand that we draw. And I thought, I'll give you an example, and I thought maybe we would just kind of round robin it here for a second and give me an example of a place in your life where you've drawn that line in the sand, so to speak, from this perspective, which is the perspective of money. Money's always a really powerful line in the sand that we tend to draw for ourselves. And without the sufficiency theory, we have a tendency to continually move that line, right? So in your mind, you're thinking, you know, think back when you were in high school. You're like, man, if I just had like $5,000 in the bank, yeah, I could go out, I could get, you know, a car that I want, I could just get my own place. I mean, whatever it might be. I draw that line in the sand, and I say, when I get to that $5,000, then my life is going to be solid. Then things are going to be good. Then I'll be able to just breathe. I'll be able to relax. I'll be able to just be that person that I feel I can and would and should be if I have gotten to the point of having X, Y, or Z. So in this case, with money, you kind of live in that mode of just go, go, go. You live in that mode of I can't relax. You live in that mode of I'm not satisfied with where I am because I haven't gotten to the point of having that much money in the bank. But if I got that much money in the bank, then my life would really be able to start. And then what happens is when you get that amount of money in the bank, whatever it might be, you know, $5,000 or $10,000, of course, what do you do?
Yeah. Something else has popped up.
You move the line, right? Yeah. You move the line. And so now it's, okay, fine. When I have 25 grand in the bank, then I'll be in a position to do X, Y, or Z or feel A, B, C, et cetera. So I'm just curious, and as you think back on your life, and let me start with you, Wade, since I'm staring right at you. Ooh, anything comes to mind where you've kind of drawn that that line in the sand and you feel sort of insufficient or unfulfilled with how things are now and what that line is and what do you think would change after you get past that line?
I can't wait to hear this.
Well, I'm not going to go too deep into it. Let's just say between student debt and assuming a familiar member's medical obligations, I've been trying since college to just get to zero again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But definitely what you're saying resonates with me. And one way it might play out is, man, let's go back to the young, you know, people. Man, I'll be so happy when I get my own place away from my parents. All I need is a room. Mm-hmm. Then they get a room, they go, you know, I could use a little bit more space. So it's when I have an apartment.
Yeah.
That's when I'm really going to be happy. And then I've got the apartment. But, you know, I really need a house.
Yeah.
You know, if I just had a house, and forgetting that, just be happy where you are. And that, I think, holds into what you're saying.
So let's stop talking about other people and let's talk about you. So right now, as you get to that battle to zero.
Right.
What do you think happens when you get to zero? Like, how does your life change when you get to zero?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Let's just say, okay, without getting too much into it, I took over an existing company.
Yes.
That I probably on paper shouldn't have because of my resource set, but by golly, you got to do what you got to do. You got to grab the opportunity.
Yeah.
So I had to scale back and fundamentally run the place by myself with some volunteers and a few other things. But I'm running the ship. So, boy, is it going to be great when I get some full-time helpers, because then I'm going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, they're just going to start doing some of this stuff, and I'm going to go, well, you know, I could be doing X, Y, Z, so there's me.
I'm a full-time babysitter.
Yeah. Sorry to be rambling. Once I get out of the engine room, it's going to be great to be up on the bridge, but I know as soon as I get up on the bridge, I'm just going to find all this other stuff I got to do. Right. So I'm never going to get to the point where I can stop and breathe, because the cruise ship's big and there's always going to be something that needs to be run on it.
Mm-hmm. That is a big
analogy. Did that make any sense?
No, totally. Yeah. I mean, but it's a metaphor for other things that may take place in other people's lives, so to speak, although you brought it back here to what you're doing with the station and all. But, you know, you got the ship analogy. And what I'm talking about, like right here and right now, how do you find sufficiency? How do you find fulfillment? How do you find happiness then as you are on this journey?
I've tried to, you know, take a very zen role or concept as I try to battle with this. You know, this isn't necessarily something that's easy or natural for me, but I try to wake up and go, thank you for a sunny day.
Mm.
Thank you for I'm out of bed. Mm. Thank you for I've got a full stomach. Mm. Thank you for my family's being taken care of. Everything else is gravy.
Yeah.
No, right.
That's good. Yeah, very much so. So, Richie, as you think back on your life or even things that you're currently battling, is there a line in the sand that you can think back on that you drew or something currently kind of in the life that you've drawn a line for?
Well, I think the answer is, of course, yes. And it stems from, I don't think there's such a thing as set it and forget it. You know, you say something to yourself one time and then you're all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a cross between Maslow's hierarchy of needs and something my grandpa said. Like, my grandpa said,
and your grandpa was Maslow, by the way, for those who just put it down.
No, he just said, always know what enough is, because if you have enough, you can always have more. But if you always need more, you can never have enough.
Mm.
And that was my version of him teaching me about that line that was, you know, if you don't know your circumstance and what you're really trying to get out of it, kind of like what Bill was talking about, and
Pat,
you know, just, you're priceless regardless.
So give me an example, though. Give me a line.
So the examples of which one, because you asked two different things.
Either current or past.
Where I drew a line and what I could have done different, or like...
Just what was that line?
I know for sure what it would be. I would say that I was stuck for way too long in the same thing Bill Barron was talking about, the time for money thing. Like I just still, it just took forever. It took till like 45 years old to get, you don't charge by how long it takes you to do something. You charge by the value you offer. And it just took freaking years to learn that.
So you felt like if you could charge X number of dollars per hour, then
right,
you would have this sense of self-worth, or you would have this level of
confidence. And then you start seeing like it doesn't matter. It seems like there's a balance. The doctors that make the amount per hour, they're in debt that much, right? So they're still – so it's like you might as well be enjoying your life and the rest is
It's bonus. Gravy. Yeah, it's a bonus. All right. Well, thank you for your perspective on that, gentlemen. And boy, I tell you, it's a hard one, you know. And the challenge is take a look at your life and see where you're drawing those lines in the sand. And if you can, in fact, recognize that it is an illusion, perhaps you'd enjoy the journey that you're on to get there a little bit more. All right, guys, get a free copy of that book, What Is Your What? At whatisyourwhat.com/free. What Is Your What Wednesday? Take care, guys.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.